Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's December 30, 2020. And Happy New Year, everybody. That's tomorrow's New Year's Eve. And of course, January 1 will be the new year in 2 days. So grateful everyone's here, 31 and counting on the live call. So this is, of course, New Earth Support Team. And so happy that you all have taken some of your valuable time to join us tonight. So grateful for each and every one of you being here, whether that's live or on the recording. So Makisla will be along shortly, but I'm going to go ahead and get it rolling until she's able to join us. And for those who might be new, there's always someone new. What we do here is we come together every week. And let me mention in terms of timing, this is a Wednesday night. Obviously, the last 2 weeks we've done Wednesdays because of Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. We didn't want to run interference with those, but starting in January, we'll be back on Thursday nights. So join us on Thursday nights, 8 p.m. U.S. Eastern, and we'll be back doing this at those times as usual. So we come to serve. As I noted in the newsletter I just sent out, it was this morning, I think, I'm really feeling the difference in the Aquarian age now. That Jupiter-Saturn conjunction that happened on the 21st was a real game changer. The energy has shifted significantly. So really excited to be riding that new higher wave that's just going higher all the time. I hope we're close to the shift. We'll see. We're doing our part here. And that's why we're here, is to help the shift, to do what we can to assist in the raising of the vibration of planet Earth, to let this new Aquarian age really come in, to have the new golden age be a real thing as soon as we can get to it. And someone's typing, it'll be 2021 in New Zealand in 10 hours, their first in. Well, congratulations, New Zealanders. That's awesome. Okay, so the guidelines are the same as always. My request is that whether you're on the live call or on the recording, my request is you give this your full and undivided attention. Please, no multitasking. And that's for the energetic reasons. We co-create this. Each one of us contributes energy into the field. And if you're fully present, behaving as if you're right here in the room with us, that will give you the optimal, awesome experience. And because your energy is affecting everybody else, doesn't matter whether you're live or on the recording, this all moves forward and backward in time. You're giving everyone else the best possible experience as well. If you must depart before we're done, just ask the allies to ease you out of the group field, and you'll be able to make a seamless exit and not disrupt the field. So that's my request. The format, as always, is we're going to call the directions and then call in a bunch of allies. You may not recognize all the names, but I can assure you every being we call is a being of high vibration, benevolent intent, love and light, service to other, all the good stuff we like to work with. And then once those beings, it'll take a few minutes to call them all in, then we'll make sure we have a sealed and safe container so the energy is being held beautifully and only, you know, high vibration beings can enter the field. And then we'll just let go, and then it runs itself every time. The allies will be fully present, and they know what's needed, and we humans don't. And at that point, Makisla and I will be talking, but we won't be making anything happen. We'll just be narrating what's already occurring. And if you're sensitive, you might even be feeling it happen before we talk about it. It happens a lot here. The actual energetic process takes about an hour, usually. And after that, where you've started hanging out afterwards, once the actual process is done, you're welcome to, you know, leave if you need to or want to. But we usually hang out 20 or 30 minutes, just chatting, asking questions, just kind of connecting and building our community. So that's how it works. So also, I just got a flash that my internet connection is unstable. So even though I'm showing full bars, yeah. So I just got told by someone that sounds going in and out. I regret that is beyond my control. My computer indicator indicates full internet power. So you'll just have to know that even if you don't hear my speech, if you're on the live call, of course, on the recording, you'll hear it all because the recording is independent of the live call. Just relax, go with it, and you'll hear me again at some point, and just stay with it. Even if you are not hearing my voice, the energy will be moving and doing its thing. All right, so let's get rolling. I invite you now to close your eyes and relax, and we'll begin the calling of the directions. Pachamama. Mamma Kia, we're a coach in I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Ama the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Makisla, who even now is entering the room. I call Saima. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu guardian angel, Apu dragon mountain gateway, Apu, not Pisca. Apu, shining rock. Apu, grandfather mountain. Apu, not Mitchell. We call Phoenix, dragon, jaguar, panther, owl, eagle, condor, hummingbird, fox, bear. We call the higher selves of spirit song, Zachary, Deborah, Jeremy, Thisa, West, Moo. Makisla, are there any allies you'd like to call?
Yes. I call myself to myself, all timelines, all dimensions, all realities. Mm. I call Sekhmet, Isis, White Buffalo Calf Woman. I call the Golden Serpent, Priestess Hoop, Higher Selves. I call my well-one ancestors. I call the whale and dolphin nations. I call the crystal nation allies. I call Mama Kia. Are there any others that would like to be? I have a vision. I call White Wolf and Hawk. Aho.
Aho. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding this sacred space to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intents, and to hold in this good energy. Thank you. So it is.
So it is.
So, Makisla, how does the container feel?
Feels good, baby.
I agree. We're good.
Yeah.
All righty. So we got our container. So we now are all going to come into embodied awakening. That's the invitation anyway. So I'm now going to lead you in that process. And the idea is you're going to call your higher self to merge with you in your physical body. To use a metaphor, instead of your human self driving the car, your human self slides to the passenger seat and your divine drives. The human self is the boss, though. If it doesn't like the way the divine is driving, it can take the wheel instantly, anytime. The divine will step out with no fuss. So I need your human self to know it's safe, it's in control, and this arrangement stops the instant the human self desires control back, if it so wishes. The benefits of embodied awakening include a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure so much out, you just know what to do intuitively a lot more, and there's much more bliss. So if you'd like to join us in moving into embodied awakening to the best of your ability, in a moment I'm going to lead you in 8 words spoken to the higher self. I invite you to speak them out loud if possible, or think them if speaking out loud is not appropriate. Here come the words. Please begin repeating now. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Please release the words and become really passive. Now your job as the human is to completely relax and let the divine come to you. So if you have energetic awareness of what's happening in your body, then rest gently and just feel what's happening on its own energetically. If you don't have that level of awareness, then rest in breath and just feel the breath come and go as it will. No breath control. Beyond that, things that will help you get the maximum benefit of this technique and have it happen at the fastest rate that serves highest good. Don't use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive. Just feel the energy or feel the breath. You're fully passive otherwise. This is important because in this style of work, if your ego does anything active, it shuts it all down. The divine must honor your free will choice to try to do it for yourself. It'll know it can do it about a zillion times better, but free will is free will. It's the law of the land down here. So I recommend you just chill, let the divine do it for you. A couple of other hints that will help you as the energy saturates you more deeply. I recommend that you notice if you become distracted. That would mean you're simply putting your attention anywhere than that passive awareness of energy or breath. If you notice that happening, don't fight the distraction. Do not try to change it. Let that be just as it is with no resistance. But it's not you. It's an uninvited guest. And therefore, you don't have to pay it any more mind. Therefore, you relax back into your breath or energetic awareness very gently, very persistently. And if that distraction keeps on in the background, that's not a problem. You let it do its thing. You do your thing. And I'm feeling a lot of sweet energy in my body. And as Makisla and I co-facilitate, we'll feel in ourselves the general effect of what's happening in everyone. So it feels to me like the group is getting a pretty sweet embodied awakening on for the most part. The only other instruction is to, if you wish, you can find the minimum effort needed even to hold this awareness. So the first level of this is to, for just a moment, drop to no effort at all. Just go to zero and just be. Please start that now. So as you rest at no effort at all, just notice, is there already automatically awareness of whatever you've been paying attention to, whether that's breath or energy? So just note that, yes or no, I already have the awareness or I don't. If you do already have the awareness with no effort, then I recommend you stay at zero. That's all you need. Less effort that gets the job done, the better. If you have lost the awareness of what you're focusing on, then add very tiny increments of breath back, like the touch of a feather, until you just start to notice that breath or that energetic awareness. And then just rest right there at that very minimal level of effort. Barely enough to feel the point of focus. And just rest right there in that sweet spot. So many people are already in embodied awakening. I'm feeling really good empathically here. How would you know if you hit embodied awakening? You would know it because there'd be four things all happening simultaneously. There would be no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It would be peaceful. And all this would be happening with no effort at all, simply holding itself. And if that's your experience right now, then you have entered embodied awakening. Your human and your higher self have merged, at least at a basic level, enough to get the effect. And if that's happening, then there's nothing more to do except relax and just rest in it, enjoy it. And know that simply in being in this state, you are serving everyone else who's part of this event. Because the more of us who are hanging out in embodied awakening, it creates sort of an attractor field. And it makes it that much easier for everyone else to slip on in to that state as well. So we will leave just a moment longer for anyone who's not quite in embodied awakening yet to have a chance to slip in. Being in embodied awakening is not required to move forward with the rest of the call. It's just really optimal if you can get there. And again, if you're new to this style of work, it does seem paradoxical that the way you achieve it is by doing nothing and just resting in passive awareness, but that's how this stuff works. The divine does it for you. And you just relax and allow yourself to be served in this way. Okay, it was a lock. All right, so whether or not you're in embodied awakening, we're now moving forward and I'm feeling the energy beginning to move. So at this point, relax and just be as passive as you can. If you have energetic awareness of the subtle energies doing stuff, then that's where I recommend you place your awareness. Just a very passive, complete allowing of the energy doing things on its own. And just holding a very easy, spacious awareness of that. You'll notice that your awareness will move where it's needed without even having to choose a focus. If you, again, are not having enough energetic awareness to make that a focus, then stay with breath awareness until such time as the energetic awareness is enough to put a focus on it. Neither is better or worse. Wherever you are is perfect right now. This is not a comparison. It's just working with what you got. Each one of us is at the perfect space for this moment. So at this point, Makisla and I will, as guided, narrate whatever we're experiencing. If what you're experiencing is different than what we are talking about, please make no effort to match our description. Please relax and be in your own individual experience if it's different. One of the blessings of our Awakening Plus events is people receive individualized attention from the allies, and you're wise to allow that. You know, at some point you'll probably sync back up with us when they're done with you. So just let the experience be whatever it is. Yeah, I feel energy vibrating in a new and interesting way in my body. I'm already feeling more like energy than flesh. Allies, we are so grateful once again to be here in service. We come to serve. We come to offer our consciousness and our energy in service to the arising Aquarian age, the new golden age, whatever it's called. We're not attached to the nomenclature. We're just showing up, and how can we help the great awakening on earth? Please make use of us. And we are so grateful. Thank you for this opportunity to serve allies. And you humans, just chill and allow. At this point, there's no more willpower. There's no making anything happen. Ideally, there's no intention beyond just allowing things to unfold spontaneously. So I'm feeling quite a bit of heavy energy moving. I'm feeling heavy energy coming out of my hands and my feet. So there is heavy energy being flushed through us. I'm aware that, as usually happens pretty quickly, there is a merged field of consciousness above and beyond our human selves, transcending and including your individual human consciousness. A lot of us are aware of both at the same time effortlessly. So some of this heavy energy is being put through our individual human bodies. Some of it's being processed by the larger collective field of consciousness, which even now is merging with a much, much vaster field that is tied into the entire planet. So this is not just us Awakening Plus folks. We are now merged with a vast number, I can't even count them, of huge numbers of beings of love and light, benevolent intent, all showing up and all around the earth, sort of in low earth orbit, you know, here to help however they can. And all these beings just allowing the divine to guide them and make use of them, just as we're doing. There may be periods of silence. If so, then relax and know that Makisla and I are fully present with you, whether we're talking or not. Be aware that if you do feel heavy energy being put through your body, the divine is going to take care of every bit of it. There is nothing you at the human level need to do, and nothing that you can do to improve on what's happening. So relax, be completely passive. Allow the divine to flush it through you and out. Allow them, if they're choosing, to transmute it to love and light. Whatever they're doing is perfect. They're also completely aware of your individual capacity to do this sort of thing. And they are going to put just the right amount through you. Never, ever more than you can do. One characteristic of this style of work that we do, no one ever gets overwhelmed. It is not allowed by the divine. They'll always keep it within your range of tolerance. They may stretch you a little bit. It may get intense, but it will never be too much. This means you can relax and open fully to the experience. There's no need for filtering or controlling or regulating the incoming energy. You will have the most beautiful and awesome experience. You will be of the greatest service, and you will receive the greatest personal benefit, because they always do beautiful things for us when we're on this call, if you fully open to the best of your ability.
I would like to describe the dance that I'm experiencing with a iridescent, beautiful light. I have a new crystal on my mesa, and I feel that this crystal has already merged with me in a very deep way, and it is of angelic resonance. And I've been dancing with this light, and as heavy energies have been coming for transmutation and for processing, this angelic light has been assisting in that action. And I just want to acknowledge this divine light, this divine, beautiful being. I want to say thank you for being here with us on this call. This is an angelic high vibration and angelic resonance that I have just started working with, and it's come right with me, and I'm a little surprised at that, and just so happy for the intertwining that has happened so rapidly. Just feeling a lot of energy swirling all around in the field. I'm not so much aware of the other beings in this holy circle as I am of the energies that are swirling about.
I'm doing a little bit of belching here, which is the processing of heavy energy. Yeah, I'm still feeling a lot of heavy coming through the body. And when we're in service like this, we don't need to worry about the source of the heaviness. It could be our personal stuff. It might be from others who are part of the Awakening Plus team here. It could be coming from other humans on the earth who need help clearing their own heavy energy. And what I think of is the great Indian guru Ramana Maharshi. I'm told that when one of his disciples asked, "Guru, what do we do about other people?" he replied, "There are no other people. From the highest perspective, it's all you. Mm-hmm. So your ego may have the perception, I'm clearing heavy energy for this other person, but from a higher viewpoint, you are in fact clearing for yourself, because that being is just another you. So I found it most helpful in scenarios like this to not even worry about the source of the heavy energy. I trust the divine that it's putting it through me for good reason. And if it's in my field, it's mine to process. So I allow the divine to do that and am happy to serve in this way. I'm feeling a really beautiful stillness coming into the field. It's just like it kind of sounds weird, but it's a very intense quiet. So allow that intense quietness to be there with you. Once again, I'm noting my physical body feels a lot more like energy than physical matter right now. And I'm just relaxing and allowing my experience of that to be whatever it is. No attachment to how physical or energetic my body may feel. And again, still feeling quite a bit of heavy energy coming through. And very grateful for the opportunity to be the being through which it processes. It's very subtle, but there's a little bit of unnecessary effort in our field. I cannot tell if it's someone on the live call or someone listening to the recording. It would affect us the same either way. But for just a moment, I invite everyone to drop to no effort at all. Just for a moment, please. Let's reset. Everyone go to zero. And then if zero effort's enough to be fully present in the process, stay at zero. If not, add the bare minimum effort back to have awareness of what's happening. And then rest at that very small amount of effort, please. Yeah, the energy's flowing so much better now. Thank you. It was subtle, but we're good enough. We can really nail it. If you're sensitive, you can feel how much more easily the energy is moving now. Yeah, it feels getting quite a bit larger now. Mm-hmm. The group consciousness is getting stronger. You may be either noticing for the first time or noticing more vividly the blended consciousness of our group here. The 45 live participants plus all those on the recording. Yeah, just really open and let yourself come into the field is just a field of being. There's no individual shape there. You just are the entire field. And you are everyone else. Everyone else is you at this higher level. It's sweetly and smoothly blended, very homogeneous. Yeah, y'all are doing great. Beautiful blending into that field. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Just relax and be the field. So I'm now feeling little or no hucha, that heavy energy left. I am feeling like my body is being saturated with kind of a golden or golden white light, a little pink in there maybe. But it's like all that drainage of heavy energy for a few minutes was to kind of clear the decks, leave as much space as possible. And now I can feel my physical body being saturated with a higher vibration of energy. This is happening both at the individual human body level and at the group blended field level. Again, nothing to do. There's no willpower here. It's about relaxing, being completely passive, and allowing yourself to be saturated by the grace of the divine with this beautiful, sweet, ecstatic energy. As usual, we are being used as surrogates. We ourselves, those who are on this call, are being saturated with all kinds of amazing, ecstatic, divine energy, which then has a morphic resonance effect on humanity. And it allows every other human on the planet to also get an upgrade. Now, some are sensitive and maybe having a virtually identical experience as we are. Others may be less conscious and they're getting a little bit of a kickstart toward this. But the basic idea here, it is your service now to embody this bliss and ecstasy and divine consciousness as fully as you can by not resisting, just allowing it to come in just at the right amount of strength that will be regulated automatically. Again, I recommend you open fully and completely to the incoming energy and trust that it will always be in exactly the right amount and intensity. Again, overwhelm not allowed here by the divine. They will never do it. You're safe to open fully. And your job is just to be the bliss, which then helps everyone else on planet Earth to be the bliss, or at least get a little bit closer to it. Not a bad gig. Enjoy. And I'm feeling very clearly our consciousness, the state we're holding, is radiating down to planet Earth, becoming part of the field that's already so intense. So many other beings, again, are present. If you can feel what's happening around Earth, there's this amazing aura all around the planet. It is so much stronger now that we've had the Great Conjunction. My whole body just tingling as I tune into it. It's just so, wow, it's just, Makisla, can you feel how more vibrant and intense this is than anything we felt before on these calls? Yeah. This is real deal stuff, folks. This is not just an idea. This is happening. This energy, I'm guessing a lot of you can feel this. It's so intense. Oh my gosh. So beautiful. So our service is just to allow ourselves to be taken to the deepest awakening, the highest ecstasy, and just to relax and embody that, both out of body in the blended field and in the physical body as it saturates every cell in your physical body. Just relax and allow. And just the core feeling of my physical body is so different now. It doesn't feel like the same physical body anymore. It's very hard to describe the distinction, but there's a whole new somatic awareness here. It's so much more than the way my body felt before we got to this point on this call.
So my experience was that I was going through this this space in the higher realms. And at first, and there it is again, I'm feeling the angelic field, feeling the angels. They appear to me both physically and in the inner realms or the upper realms, like static, but it's like glitter. It's like little dots of glitter. And then from there, I went through this field where I was traveling through, and these little round dots of atoms of the angels, the angelic realm, were saturating me and saturating my field. And so I've brought that in now into this body, into which all of the layers where it's supposed to go according to my higher self's direction. So that's what I was just experiencing here a moment ago.
That's beautiful. Yeah, the bliss is getting pretty intense right now. So if y'all are feeling that intensity that I am or something similar, just relax. There may be a part of you that's wanting to clench a little bit right now because it is so intense, but see if you can just relax and just open even more fully to this new intensity.
It's akin to opening the pores of the skin, just allowing whatever is saturating the skin to open those pores open wide and allow that saturation to occur.
That is so powerful right now. I don't even have words for it. Just relax into this.
I feel like I'm spinning.
And I'm feeling a little bit of clenching in the field. See if you can, if you need to, just kind of exhale, relax. Allow this energy to be fully present with you. Again, our sacred promise, it's not going to be too much. I know it feels intense, but it's not going to be too intense. Relax and let them make it as strong as serves highest good.
If you find it helpful, try relaxing your jaw. Maybe open your mouth slightly and just relax the jaw while putting the tongue onto the tip of the tongue onto the roof of the mouth and just breathe, just relax.
Yeah, now I'm feeling this beautiful, subtle energy saturating the physical body more. You know, for a little time there, it was more of an out-of-body experience, and now they're, as they often do, integrating it into the physical body, because this Aquarian age, this new reality, is about fully embodying these incredibly high energies in the physical form and being as profoundly awakened as possible in your daily normal human experience. So just relax and let them just really saturate your body with this beautiful energy. Again, this is serving humanity because, again, we are being used as surrogates. Each one of us is, in a sense, a stand-in for a huge number of other humans who are receiving something similar. And that's able to happen because each of us is able to receive this blessing, which then multiplies and radiates. Or something like that. It's a little more complex than that, but that's as clear as I can say it right now. So sweet, so ecstatic.
Mm-hmm. So grateful, so very grateful. Uh-huh.
In the paradoxical way of these things, it feels to me both very subtle and very intense all at the same time. And once again, I feel the energy now saturating into the physical form, upgrading every bit of it. Thank you, allies, for this extraordinary experience. Wow, we are so fortunate, so grateful.
Deep breaths, everyone. Really just enjoy and allow these energies to just penetrate into the cellular membrane. And just deep breaths and just release, let go. Just allow as much as you can, as much as you're willing. I feel like someone is imagining themselves being a sponge. That's a great metaphor. You are a divine sponge.
Okay, I'm feeling a much stronger sense of physical body now. It feels like we might be coming back. Which itself is not a very accurate statement. We haven't really gone anywhere. We have not even left our bodies this whole time, but we've been granted additional awarenesses, again, including and transcending our physical awareness.
I'm starting a soft gaze. My eyes are open, but they are lower. My eyelids are not fully open because of these bright lights we're sitting in. So I'm just allowing the light to slowly penetrate my space. My eyesight space, meaning.
Yeah, so whenever you feel ready, opening your eyes is welcome now. And if you do that, then I invite you to notice whether you're holding the same awareness, whether your eyes are open or closed. It's certainly true for me right now. And that's really what they're hoping for, is that we'll be able to function fully in our human lives, doing whatever we need to do with this consciousness still full on.
That is the goal for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so we're now going to allow feedback. I'm going to activate the possibility of unmuting. It is now active. So anybody who feels called to speak, whether it's a comment or what's happening or a question or whatever you're called to do here, that is now fine. Just unmute yourself and go. If you're on the computer, of course, that's that little microphone with the red slash through it. Clicking that will take the slash off and activate your audio. Laurie, hi.
Hi, Benjamin. Happy Holy Days to you and Mekki Sila.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just wanted to share. I seem to have come up with a pattern doing these hours with you, where I seem to get a invisible craniosacral therapy session while I sit here in my chair.
Sweet.
It really just works my neck. And then I have to take deep breaths, even though I've just sat here in a chair quite inactively the whole time. And then it's amazingly improved and relaxed all in my spine at the end, just sitting here in this chair during the meditation. So anyways, and thank you. So thank you for all these things you do every week. I appreciate that. And I'm sure the world does. But in addition, when it just started this evening, I had a very strange and first time sort of image of my departed father, who was not someone I was particularly close to, right, or miss particularly, but it felt like he showed up right there, just bright as he can be, right in my mind's eye when we started. And so I thought, that's interesting, Dad. Wonder what sort of help you've come for is kind of what I thought. And what I sense, my father and his family were from Ireland. His grandfather was from Ireland. They've been in this country, but they're very Catholic family, and they landed in the part of Pennsylvania where lots of, shall we say, bishops and diocese are paying big fines right now.
Really? I get your drift.
Yeah. And
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, east, like Wilkes-Barre, that area in around there. But I've always sensed in my DNA that there was some historic lineage trauma from that Catholic intersection, both in Ireland and in Pennsylvania.
Right.
And right about when I was wondering about that and thinking that and, you know, just opening my heart to removing that, is when you said, "Oh, I feel some heavy energy now." So, anyways, just wanted to share that and say thank you and Happy New Year to you and everybody else.
Thank you.
Happy New
Year. Yeah, we're here to clear all that sexual abuse energy along with everything else. So they'll put through us whatever needs cleaning up. Mm-hmm. So thank you for doing your part in helping to process that, Lori.
For sure.
And Ruth Ann, hi. So Ruth Ann, I see that you're unmuted. If you'd like to speak, then please feel free. Or not. So Ruth Ann, if you are speaking, we totally can't hear anything. So speak and get to us if you can, or we will leave this to anyone else who'd care to open it, because Ruth Ann's not coming through. So Patricia wrote, "Wow, this was awesome, amazing, thanks." My impression as well.
I know.
Good stuff.
Lisa says thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're welcome to type in the chat window or speak out loud. So Ruth Ann, since you're just not coming through, I'm gonna mute you and leave the space for someone else. Feel free to unmute and try again if you wish. So the door is open for anyone else who would care to speak. And Laurie types, "Happy Holy Days. God bless us, everyone." Absolutely. So my guidance actually is to go ahead and close the Mesa. Then we can still chat and connect for a while if we want to. But I'm being told that there are there are some who are ready to go, and we don't want them waiting around for the Mesa to be closed. So we're going to take a moment and do that, and then we'll continue hanging around and connecting if you wish. Would you like to set the tone for the Mesa closing?
I'm going to need a little drink first.
So while Makisla's drinking, Pamela typed, "That was so sweet, and a very happy new year." Mm. To you as well, Pamela. Thank you.
Happy new year.
Yeah. Pachamama Mama Kia Wiraco in ti qui chi. Allies, thank you for this beautiful opportunity to serve. Wow. Thanks for allowing us to embody these amazing frequencies. So, so beautiful. What a privilege. Thank you, allies. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Allies, please feel free to hang out with anyone who's been part of this event for as long as it serves that person's highest good. Makisla and I request that you stay with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Mm-hmm. Thank you again for this profound privilege of service. And thanks as always, allies, for the amazing blessings you give us when we show up. So grateful for that. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? After the count of three, we're going to clap to close the work. You want to count it out?
No, go ahead.
Okay. One, two, three. So that is the formal ending of the Mesa work. Again, we're going to leave the recorder running to be part of the archive. But if you now feel called to go ahead and depart, whether you're live or on the recording, you are free to go. The formal work is closed, but those who wish to stay and just ask questions or chat a bit, we're totally open to that now. So Lauren, hi.
Hi. I was here. I wasn't here Wednesday of last week, but I was here for the Grand Conjunction meditation and the Reiki healing that we did. Uh-huh. This is my first time coming here, though, for this meeting, and I felt really compelled. I'm a big crystal person, and I did a whole cleansing and full moon ritual last night with all my stones.
Nice.
And I'm laying here with probably, I think, at least 10 different stones on me, and I just have to say I feel amazing.
Oh, great.
I'm having a hard time moving. I'm so calm, and I'm pulsating. It's I'm so happy right now.
Nice.
Yeah. But thank you so much. I needed to end this year like this, and this is how I want to bring in the new year as well.
Nice.
Just with clean, pulsating love. Awesome. Bring it.
Thank you, Lauren. And please feel free to show up. You have such a sweet vibration. I know you are blessed.
Thanks.
If you're able to return. Thank you.
Absolutely. I will be here. Thank you so much as well for, you know, doing this and for being here and for providing this amazing atmosphere that you do and for helping, you know, somebody like myself who might need a little bit more of a push in order to, you know, kind of do these types of things. But thank you. And I wish you a happy, happy new year.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Jen.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure.
Oh, I'm so interested because I was mentioning this crystal energy I have half a mind to run to my mesa and grab it, but it will be too. It won't take. It'll just be too much for me to try to do that. But I have a rainbow quartz that I bought from a dear sweet sister in at Carolina Beach, and she was in my priestess, the Golden Serpent Priestess hoop last year, and she showed me this crystal, and I didn't buy it at the time, but I bought two of them recently and gave one as a gift. And it's actually, I was actually corresponding with Spirit Song during our meditation.
Oh, nice.
I heard her. It's very interesting.
Nice.
So, but this crystal, and it's an iridescent pink and purple and white and blues, and I mean, it's phenomenal. And I only held it just a little bit at the beach, and then today for a while during a meditation I did, and that's all I can feel around me is the energy of this crystal, and it's angelic, these angelic frequencies. Oh, it's just so gorgeous. So I thank you, Lauren, for
absolutely. I love crystals. I've had a connection with them for a very long time, and I feel communication through them and just the energies that they provide, and they speak to me, and it's one of my favorite things in the world. I love them. They're like my children almost. Yeah.
Well, of course they are.
Oh. That's awesome. I selenite what you did.
That's what I'm wearing right now. I'm wearing a selenite.
Oh goodness. Yeah, I've got a mala on me and blue kyanite, Herkimer quartz, black moonstone, Shiva lingam, rose quartz, citrine, angelic quartz, emeralds, orange calcite, labradorite, hematite,
oh my God,
apatite, and sapphire.
Is that all?
And peterite. That's right. I have a peterite on my third eye. It's actually one of my favorite stones to meditate with. And it, when you stick it on your third eye while you meditate, it will stay there until you're done.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing. It's one of my favorite little guys.
Oh yeah, crystals are just amazing.
So the angelic quartz that you're speaking of, is it an iridescent color?
It's like almost like an iridescent pinkish purple.
Yeah, we have probably the same type of stone.
And cool.
Today, so my stone is a six-pointed stone. And so I was guided today to put that point on my third eye. And perhaps it was for tonight's tonight's session. And I just feel it's just swirling all over. So that, and we'll have to compare notes sometime.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
oh, I love it. I feel like my other ones though are feeling a little left out.
Oh, love them all.
Oh. I only have so much surface area though.
So if anyone would like to talk about something other than crystals, you're also welcome to use
absolutely.
Get these crystals people together, they can geek out pretty hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can go on for a long time.
Got it. I love your energy. Mm-hmm. So Laura Types, thank you so much for this wonderful experience. Happy New Year to you as
Happy
well.
New Year. It would be cool to have a jam session and just talk about our favorite crystals, or like the crystal of the month or something. That would be a lot of fun to do that.
We can set up all the bonus events we want.
That would be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And really, it would be wonderful. Thank you, Kay. It would be wonderful to hear, you know, for all of us to co-facilitate, you know, a conversation. So that's what I'm feeling. That would just be neat.
Yeah,
that would be really cool. A girlfriend of mine, we were talking about putting together an astrology and crystal group. Because astrology is one of my other favorite little things. Uh-huh. I've taught a lot of people what a natal chart is.
Nice.
Those are my two passions, and we were thinking about putting together a group, like a Zoom group, that we could all get together and just talk about, you know, what's happening. Which I know Benjamin might be all about the astrology part. I love your podcast.
Oh, thank you. That's really sweet.
You're welcome. I listened to a couple of them, but you have the best broadcast of what's coming up, and I really appreciate the way that you interpret astrology.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So Nathan just typed that he fell asleep and had a brief dream that he doesn't remember well. Had to do with someone teaching him how to massage a tree. Interesting.
And I'm wondering, Nathan, if that was the trunk of the tree or the roots of the tree. If you can get back into that, that's very interesting. And while we're on, I just want to say hi to and thank you to Kay. Don't know if she's still here, but just wanted to say thank you for your comment, Kay. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. How to massage a tree.
I'd like to share some feedback of what just happened.
Please, Marla. Yeah, please.
Yeah, I'm still really feeling it, like really intense. Really intense and good. And at one point it felt like my body kind of like almost was like splitting in half or open.
Yeah.
And then there was like a shining part of me from like, it like opened up. And then I saw this like shining thing inside of me.
Nice.
And that was really interesting. And then after that, this was more towards the end after the heavy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it felt like in my abdomen area, it was like a nebula. It was like, I could just picture that thing in space, you know, that's like, you know what I mean when I say a nebula?
Yeah, just a gas cloud in space. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like that. Like it was like huge and just infinite space and feeling really like, heavy, but not in like, more like it's hard for me to move my body right now. Kind of heavy.
Sure.
And then I was very comforted by the first person who gave feedback. Because, you know, I was really feeling what she was talking about, though I was feeling it earlier in the day in a coaching call I had about the historical trauma of the Catholic Church, because my lineage is Catholic on both sides.
Right.
And just feeling the intense magnitude of that, but also feeling, you know, my call to heal intergenerational trauma.
Yeah.
And so it's just comforting to hear that, you know, I'm not alone in that. And then knowing that even this work is, this could be one of the things that like we're supporting is that intergenerational historical trauma. So that was really powerful that she brought that when that was like a theme in my day. So thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Wow. Yeah. My sense is whatever's heavy and needs clearing, they can put it through us.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be.
I was raised, I was raised and baptized as Catholic. But then I pretty much left the Catholic Church when I went to college, for the most part. And so, yeah, there's a lot there, with the energy of that spirit. So well done for, being able to process that, yeah, that's really beautiful. And the nebula, it's just, that's just a beautiful experience. What colors were you seeing with the nebula?
I was seeing pink, like a magenta, and then some blue and purple as well. Those were the main colors. Maybe like a little tinge of green in there too.
That sounds
cool. Yeah, thank you both.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you, everyone. Yeah, yeah. I suggest when you go to sleep tonight, ask your guides and even talk to the consciousness of that nebula and ask it for more information. Yeah. If that feels good to you.
I like that. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
And Nathan followed up on his comment about falling asleep and dreaming of hugging a tree. Mm. He said he was hugging the trunk. The person teaching him was wearing brightly colored clothes, a large flat hat with an enormous red and white feather. Mm. Fascinating.
That sounds like a spirit guide. Hmm. And possibly someone, my sense is this is someone you have worked with in another life. If you, again, same idea, ask this being who has presented himself or herself to you and ask them about how you've worked with them in the past and what are they here to teach you about this massaging the trunk of a tree. Mm-hmm. That could also, well, I don't want to, just ask that guide what that trunk, if that represents anything for your life, or if it literally is a tree. Mm-hmm.
It reminds me, years ago, when I was living at a different address, there was a little hiking trail around behind the house because the house was in a neighborhood, but there was this little kind of overgrown dirt road that, you know, was nice for hiking on. There was no houses immediately near it, but I would hike this little short little trail behind the house. And I got in the habit of stopping around this one tree. And every time I'd hike by there, I would put my hands on the same spot on the trunk and would just flow highest good energy to the tree. I just felt drawn to the tree. And this is not a joke. This is for real. And I did this probably for 1 or 2 years. Okay. Just always stop putting my hands in the exact same spot. And then one day I got to that tree and noticed that in the exact spot, well, first I need to put context. It's the kind of tree where as it grows up, it loses lower branches. So for maybe 20 feet up, there's no branches at all. Mm. All the branches are at least 20 feet of height. So it's fully smooth trunk there. But in the spot where I've been placing my right hand, a new branch had started growing.
Oh, beautiful.
And I was just, oh my God, did I do that? I didn't, had no intention of creating a branch, but sure enough, a new branch had grown in the exact spot where I'd replaced my right hand and just flowing high skin energy. It was amazing.
Wow.
And no intention at all, but that's what happened. Yeah, so I don't know how that relates to your dream tree, but, and I'll share one other amusing incident. Again, this is for real. I'm not kidding. I was when in the house before this one on Short Street, there was a decent sized tree over in the front yard. And one nice day I was laying out under the tree, and it was the first and only time that a tree spoke to me in English. I was just going to lay in there and I heard its voice, and damn if it didn't pun me. The tree said four words. It said, "I'm rooting for you." But, oh my God, I've been punned by a tree. It was so amazing.
That's terrific.
And I swear I'm not making either of these stories up. These really happened. It was amazing. Anyhow,
that's
so I don't know if that's relevant for Nathan, but I just was going to share that. Okay, I'm glad you love the stories.
Story time with Benjamin.
Yeah. So we totally love any other input, whether someone wants to talk or type, you know.
That's true, because Short Street did have some sweet trees.
Yeah, there were some nice little trees in the front yard. So Nathan says branching out with similar experiences is helpful.
Oh.
Good one.
I wanted to just quickly say that I apologize for being late to the call. I was trying to do too much in too little time. Story of my life. I was doing my darndest to take care of the cats and take care of me. But I just wanted everyone to know whether you were live or not. And of course, this isn't recording any longer, but just wanted you guys to know that I'm was so excited to be on tonight's call, to be able to end this 2020 year with a bang, with our community here, and was really excited about that, actually. So I just wanted to share that for you with you. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Laurie types. She says, I befriended a tulip poplar. I found it so beautiful. I exclaimed its beauty. I swear it shuddered. Even a tree likes flattery.
We have tulip poplars in the backyard.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They're beautiful. Yes.
Lauren, did you want to share something?
I just wanted to just follow up with what May was saying about, you know, how this is how I wanted to end my year as well, because this is what I want in my life. And so I feel that ending a hard year with doing things that are, you know, just good for you and good for the community is a great way to put a good note on a really hard year, and then just start it off with a glowing light that we can all share. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. And what I'm loving, I'm so grateful that Bakisla a few weeks ago had the idea, well, let's stay on the call and chat for a bit on one of these. And that this has now become, for the first time when I announced the session, I said, okay, we will stay on afterwards and chat a bit. Because one thing I've had in mind ever since I started Awakening Plus over here, I want to build community.
Yeah.
And in most, you know, in most memberships, that means people going into the forum and typing stuff. Mm-hmm. And that totally hasn't been happening with us. No one's in the forum typing anything.
Yeah.
Even though I've invited, but what I'm discovering is we do it on the Zoom calls. Mm-hmm. Our community is done live interactively because we have so many calls all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, you know, I'm not saying we won't ever have any activity in the forum to speak of, but mm-hmm. really it's so beautiful to be able to just be totally interactive and flexible and flowing for those who choose to stay for this part of our events. And of course,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because I have been asking Spirit and my higher self what direction on what I'm bringing and where and how and what. Because I tend to be a little, you have to, sometimes Spirit literally needs to bop me on the head with a 2x4 and, you know, thinking, about, this community that is being established and speaking of, I have a scripture coming to mind, an old, being rooted deep down into the soil of God's love. Mm. That sounds like a psalm. Might be Psalm 92 or 93 or something. That's old. That's old school, but it's true. It's still true. And the tulip poplar comment is still in my field. So I'm all of our tree talk. So anyway, so I'm feeling more and more at ease with being on the calls and excited to see what will come of that and how I can be of assistance to serve you all. Because I know that with what Benjamin is doing and leading, what I'm helping to co-facilitate is just one, it's just one facet of what all of this is meant to be turned into. And that is pretty exciting to me. So I look forward to hashing that out in the future. Anyway, yeah, so I just wanted to say all of that.
Mm.
Thanks. Did you see? So Nancy just wrote.
Nancy wrote a poem about love called Storm Trees, and she shared it at church about stillness this week. Thank you.
Aw, that's sweet.
So a riddle storm comes trees. To mind.
Uh-oh. Riddle me this.
So which game show host was also really into trees? Type it if you can think of it, or you speak. This is a joke, actually.
Which game show host was really into trees? That's the query.
Alex.
Yeah, I was going to say Alex Trebek. Trebek.
Jada came up with that.
Two people answered
that.
Bob Barker. That's great.
I was thinking Bob Barker, but Trebek is perfect. They're both great answers. Three puns occurred to me while we were actually in the meditation, and I decided, no, I'll wait till afterward. I didn't want to mess up the vibration.
Oh, I love it. Oh, funny.
Yeah, I just am grateful to all of you. I feel like we really are developing some real community with our group.
Yeah.
You know, and that's also why in this last month I amped up the. And this Wednesday, we'll be doing, say, a week from tonight, we'll be doing our first January community call where we all get together and interact with each other and have a big sharing circle and then breakout groups. So that's now going to happen first and third Wednesdays. But I'm just making this up as I go along. And the membership is sort of forming into the vehicle it needs to be to serve everybody and what we're here for. So. In fact, I probably tomorrow will send out an email, and I'll just pose the query to you all tonight if you're here on the live call, is I'm going to want to ask just what if you could just improve one thing about this membership, just the one thing that you think would most take it to the next level, then I'll want to know what that is. I'll send that email out tomorrow as we prepare to go into the new year, and just we'll really seriously consider whatever people come back with. Because I'm always improving this thing, and it's always so grateful for any feedback on how it can, you know, be even better for you guys. Mm-hmm. So that'll be my question. I'll email out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling kind of a ending energy. Are you noticing that?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
So last call for any voice or typing or any last anything anyone wants to do here before we wrap it up for the night.
I just want to quickly mention, yesterday was my dad's birthday, and he's passed now. He passed in April, and then a year ago today, I had sent my dad this text, and it was really amazing what happened, because as soon as I sent the text, I saw his reply very quickly. But then the entire string of the text, the whole thread of the text got deleted. And I didn't mean for that to happen, but it did. And that was a whole year ago today. And then tomorrow, it'll be a whole year that I've had, that I've, you know, kind of broken all of these generational, ancestral strings and things. And, you know, that is really a great way to start 2021, wink, wink. And we're in the new moon energy still. It was just yesterday. And not new moon, I meant full moon, yeah. And this is a great time. What are you creating? What are you wanting to bring into 2021? Sit down with that for a moment and... anything that does not, now obviously that's the new moon, that anything that doesn't serve you, that you can get, you know, ask for that to be released, but you can do that anytime. And then drawing on this new moon energy.
You mean full moon, right?
Sure. Yeah, I did it again. The new moon. Yeah. I meant the new moon, the big old bright moon that's out there right now somewhere. We can't see it here because it's cloudy. But anyway, so just wanted to encourage you guys. As I was looking back on my past and looking back on where I'm going, where are you going? Where are you? What are you wanting to, what are you creating in this next month, 3 months, 6 months, next year? What is in your heart that your higher self, that your spirit is singing to you? What is it What is it? What is percolating in you? What is bubbling up and wanting to have expression? Because guess what? We are creating the new world.
Yeah.
It is our job to do it. It's not going to just happen effervescently. It's gonna, you know, it's going to require humans like you and us. And so I'm just wanting to encourage you. This has been a tough year, but it's also been a glorious year. Think of so much has happened right now. And we're history in the making right now. We are living in such a glorious moment. It's so humbling when I really think about that. And I'm just wanting to just encourage you. Dream your dream, be your dream. Mm-hmm. I'm a Pisces, so that's coming through right now because I'm a dreamer. So, but
you're not the only one.
I'm not the only one. That's true. So, yeah. Uh-oh. There's a whole big, can you read
yeah. that? And then I wanted to share something quickly before we close too, but sure. Someone just typed a bunch of stuff here.
Okay. Who was that?
Let's see. Hang on. Let me see if I can, it doesn't like my fingers, so I'm going to have to
just go down to the.
I'll just max it. Hang on. So, I think it was Helen or something. Says, I love trees and they sure know it. I did not fall asleep tonight or early morning here in Sweden, where tack is the same. Thank you to all of you. Okay, wait a minute. There's a lot of texting coming in. Let me get back to that. Even the Catholic brought up here does resonance with an all soul retrieval. I did. 1600 Sweden was chaotic. Prior, we were Vikings who loved trees.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And then Gina.
So wait, I want to.
Go ahead.
Take the mouse and go over her name on the thread.
Hella.
It is Helena.
Helena. Helena.
Oh, Helena. Okay. Yeah. So thank you, Helena. That was beautiful. And good morning to you in Sweden. God bless you for being here. This is interesting. Your 1600, you must have had a life in the 1600s in being Swedish in Sweden. That's really amazing. So glad that you came and that you shared this, your experience with us. Thank you, love. Wow.
And then Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Gina types big time resonance with what you're saying, Makisla. So much love and gratitude to all of you. And then Lauren types the grand conjunction with everything we've been through this year. Yes. And then Jeannie says, I was thinking of your dad a lot today. I guess talking to Makisla there. Aww, much love to you, May.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Do you want to read it?
Yes,
should I
would like to read it.
Go ahead.
I was thinking of your dad a lot today. Much love to you, May. I used to do mediumship work. I will tune in and see if he wanted me to send a message to you. I love to you, May. So, so, so happy yours. So good at healing yourself and just love you. Oh, thank you. And thanks for creating the new world talk. I have decided to become a
moonologer.
Oh, moonologer. Oh, so it's in moon work. You're a Pisces moon and so much. So love you both. Oh. My moon is in.
Thank you, Jeannie.
What's my moon in? I just had a reading and darn if I remember now, but thank you, Jeannie. Jeannie, someone from Awakening Plus sent me a angel Christmas card last year. It was actually for both Benjamin and I, and it was an anonymous card. And I just wonder if it was you and if it is, thank you, love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, Lauren's also a Pisces moon. Okay. Mm-hmm. Neat.
Yeah, what I wanted to share is for many years since I had my big awakening, I've always said every year is the best year of my life so far. Hmm. And I thought, wow, can I say that about 2020 with the coronavirus? And I actually can. I mean, as weird as it may seem, this last year just finished was the best year of my life so far. Hmm. And well, for two main reasons. One, I finally stepped into my own divine sovereignty. And no longer am seeking outside myself for divine guidance. It's within, and I'm so deeply integrated with that now. Not to say there isn't tons of room for continued growth, but I'm solid on that level. Mm-hmm. And Awakening Plus is now, you know, since I did that 30 days for a dollar, I'm getting 2-3 new signups a day. And before that, it would be a week, weeks between new people. Also, I found the right way to get people in the door, and now they're flooding in. This is what I wanted. And now my job is just to have such an awesome membership that they stay around. So anyway, it's finally taking off. So that and the deep awakening, and just, I don't know, it's just clicking. And then to have the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, and to have the most vivid experience of my life of feeling the earth frequency shift dramatically higher. And I wanted it, and I'm glad you talked about manifesting. I've been talking about that in my newsletter too, and my videos, but really what I'm feeling is the energy is so much higher. Manifesting is going to be a lot easier.
Yes.
You know, even if you've had trouble making your dreams reality in the past, it's going to be easier now.
Yeah.
We've moved into the air age where thought is much more powerful.
Yes.
So
and mind your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Mind your thoughts, because we're wanting to create high vibe, right? And mm-hmm. and I notice even just keep those thoughts. Doesn't mean that you can't be real, but you know, keep in high vibe as much as you can, but do your shadow work at the same time. So
yeah, and I'll speak to that slightly. The thing is, if you're just on your regular daily going about your business, have a lot of negative thoughts come up, then maybe you're going to pivot to a more positive thought. However, there are times when negative thought or feeling are arising, when that is just the time to put your full focus on them and do shadow work to clear them once and for all. But you know, having, and again, that's, I've said this before, but one of the beauties of having an embodied awakening is you have a guardian of thought, and there's a witnessing part of you that notices when a thought shows up and can either say no, thank you, and the thought's rejected, or say, come on in, I'd love to play with you, and let the thought in.
Or even something that happened to me just a day or two ago, as I was processing something, some energy, some old wounds, when you are feeling it at its highest point, mm-hmm. feeling that feeling, that negative feeling or negative emotion, whatever it would be, then being able to hold that consciousness of that thought and then go to your higher self. So to me, it's we call that witness consciousness, but mm-hmm. it's also the higher self that looks at what's happening down. It's like me looking back down on myself in a way, mm-hmm. and then holding that witness consciousness and being both in both spaces consciously, holding that negative thought, that negative feeling, holding the witness of that thought, and watch and see what happens. It's amazing to see sometimes that energy will just transmute. And that's what happened to me last New Year's Eve. I'll tell this really briefly.
Amazing story.
So I was in a ceremony with Benjamin and a dear friend named Diane and another dear friend named Jen. And we were all, Diane was holding space, and the other two, three of us took a little bit of Singha, which is grandfather tobacco, and it's in liquid tea form. And mind you, I'm in a rehabilitation facility. This was a highly illegal thing that I did, but I didn't care. This was sealing this generational ancestry work that I just did, that Benjamin and I did, but I did it on my end. And I had, Benjamin said he put like one drop, maybe one or two drops of this liquid tobacco, grandfather tobacco, in our shell, in my shell. And what you do is you bless this Singha, and it's potent medicine. It's medicine I've worked with in other lifetimes. And you're supposed to raise with your left side, with the left nostril, to release that which you're wanting to release. And then you raise on the right side to bring in the energies that you're wanting to bring in. And I'm thinking about you right now, Gina. And because I was not able to work the right side very well, I had to do it with my left hand. I couldn't do it very well with the right hand. And it was just one drop, I guess, that you put in the shell. But I'll tell you, it went down the wrong pipe and immediately it started choking me. But it didn't choke me. It was my response. And that this is the energy that I have been working with from day one after I came back into my body. I'm sorry, this is turning out to be a little longer. But anyway, I had to sit with that energy, with this choking. I mean, literally, it was taking my breath. And I sat with it and I had to go to witness consciousness. And all I could do was just send it love. I sent it all of this love. And I became one with it and I merged with it. So my higher self merged with this energy that felt like it was choking me, right? And then Benjamin real witnessed this, and so did Jen. What was your witness of it?
Okay, what our third eyes were open watching this, and what I perceived was it was like a smoke being. If you all saw the Shazam movie, the seven deadly sin beings, they kind of started as smoke. It looked a little like that, and it came out of the front of her body a little bit. And then when she merged with it, it went back in, and both Jen and I perceived it, this energy going all through her body, like roots of a tree growing down. And it just wove through her whole body. Mm-hmm. And we were watching, okay, what's going on? and she fully embraced it and became one with it, and it all turned to light. And so she took that being of darkness and loved it into light.
And
integrated and became more powerful by integrating it. It was
and
amazing.
Then the roots of that tree. So at one point, this and all this is was shadow self. It was a shadow self of a part of me that I don't completely understand, but it was a shadow aspect of myself. And that grew these roots. And this tree trunk grew up in through my body, and I grew these enormous branches and this very lush foliage. And that tree is still with me. And speaking of trees, and this tree has been something that I have gone into as a portal. I've used it as a portal within myself to go from one place to another. And I know, right? It's another tree story. So, oh, it's a tree story, like a true story, but a tree story.
Very good.
Oh, that's great. So I don't remember why. Oh, because I was encouraging everyone. You know, this is a potent time right now because we're going from one age to another, one year to another. And any shadow work that you can embrace right now and see it through completion and just literally embrace it, it's going to be really potent for you for the next year that you're embarking on. So I just wanted to encourage you.
Yeah, and just to drag it out a little longer, I'll mention what I said when I was discussing the great conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn that happened on the day of the solstice, December 21. And there's so many beginnings wrapped up in that event. You know, it was on the day of the solstice, which is the astrological beginning of the year when the days start getting longer. It was in the first degree of Aquarius, marking a potent empowerment of Aquarian age. It was the first, again, the great conjunction itself is the beginning of a 20-year cycle. It's the beginning of the air cycle, which is a 200-year cycle. It's the closest one we've had for 400 years. It's the first one in Aquarius in 600 years. And this just goes on and on and on. I mean, it's just like just so many firsts. It says all this talk of trees makes me want to listen to Bruce Springsteen. Spruce Springsteen. Oh, very good, Nathan.
Got sorry. Another punster here.
Spruce Springsteen. Yeah. That's hilarious. So anyhow, just you know, I know we're now in a waning moon because we just had the full moon, but
yeah, but we're still
in the moon, still right? Got all these. Well, we're not really, but my point is, regardless of the fact we're in this moment today, a waning moon, but all that new energy is still there from the Great Conjunction.
That's
true. So you know, mm-hmm. don't wait for the moon phase. Just do what you're doing. Set really strong mm-hmm. intentions.
Yes,
you know,
we got
so much power now. And again, I have to say again, even if you don't feel like you've been a good manifester before, whole new game, much easier manifesting. Mm-hmm. And thoughts are going to become reality much more easily now. Mm-hmm. So give it another try. And I see Yolanda has unmuted. Yolanda, was there something you wanted to share?
Hello.
Hey. Hi. Hey, love. How's that baby of yours?
Oh, wow. I saw him today and he's a super chunk. He is so cute.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a super chunky little dude.
Nice.
So, little story, talking about manifesting becoming so much easier.
Yeah.
And it's a little thing, but I was on an airplane Sunday coming back from Pennsylvania to California.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And on the planes, they're giving you these little packets now with a water and like pretzels and a cookie.
Okay.
So usually on the airline that I fly, they give you a Stroop waffle. And I like Stroop waffles, right? Mm-hmm. But this time they gave biscotti pretzels and water. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, man, I really would like a Stroop waffle, right? And so I'm just sitting there drinking my water and I look up. And in that compartment that where they stick the instructions on, you know, all of the airplane instructions,
right.
Someone had stuck an unopened Stroop waffle.
Ooh, yeah.
It was sitting right there staring me in the face, right? And I'm like, wow, I really would like this Stroop waffle. Thank you. But I'm not going to eat it. You know, it's on an airplane. But yeah, manifesting instantaneously just like that, even though, you know, I wasn't expecting it. So yeah, let's watch our thoughts.
That's beautiful.
Waffle you got to lose.
Not much.
Oh, wow.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Oh, thank so you. That's a great story, Yolanda.
Alrighty.
Oh, I would love to check in with you sometime and see how you're doing.
Yes, I will send you an email and let you know what's going on.
That would be mm-hmm. fabulous. Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been thinking about you. Yay.
All right. Well, now maybe we're ending. You thought so earlier. We got a whole second wind.
That's okay.
No, I am definitely, I'm feeling the energy settling. So it looks like it's about time to wrap. We've been hanging out now for about 45 minutes, which is about the longest we've ever gone after one of these.
Kay said, feeling very inspired. Thank you for this great end of the year meeting.
Yeah.
Thank you. You too, honey.
So I just, from my heart, so grateful to each and every one of you guys for showing up there. I mean, you could be doing anything else, but you chose to be part of this.
Yes.
And so really, really grateful to you guys. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do what I can to keep making this membership even more amazing, more supportive for you, more in service to the Great Awakening. It's all the same thing. And always open to your feedback. How can I make it better? What's the next level we can go to? And that will never stop. That's always going to get better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So
thank you.
So we've already closed the Mesa. Is there any last words you have, Makisla, before mm-hmm. we wrap it up here?
I just feel a song wanting to come.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would just grace me. Mm. Donia nel mo sanianti. Thank you.
Thank you. Those last two notes really made it.
It's like, what? That didn't feel right, but that's
no, it totally, to yeah. Wow, it really moved the energy in a really sweet way, yeah. Those last two notes.
I know, right?
Surprise!
Just following guidance.
Yeah, that's what it's about, baby. All right, so we're going to wrap it up, guys. Thanks so much. Whether you've been on the live call or the recording, and we're going to have so much cool stuff coming in 2021 for you guys. So stay tuned, show up, and thanks for being here. Thanks for contributing your beautiful energy to the Great Awakening. As I said, and I think the last little writing I did on my intro newsletter, it's like each one of us who awakens more deeply helps the rest of humanity awaken. So please, you know, do keep your awakening strong, keep going deeper, keep doing your shadow work, keep brightening up and going into the deeper levels, because it's available now like it's never been available before in human history. Mm-hmm. It's just such an amazing time to be here. So exciting.
Thank you.
May this coming year be the best year of your life so far. So thank you all so much. We are going to wrap it up. Many blessings to you all, and have a fabulous new year. And
Happy New Year.
Fabulous everything. All right. Thank you again.
See you next year.
Yep, see you next year. Goodbye for now.